Hello, everyone.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back to Scattering Flowers with Elise
and Miles,
a podcast where you read the daily gospels
and the saint of the day.
Let's get started. Today is Monday, October 20th, and the gospel reading is Luke 12, 13 through 21. And the scripture to reflect on is Luke 12, 21. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Sometimes life does not seem fair because others have more than you. God wants you to be content with what you have and to be more concerned with your relationship towards him than about how much you have. God has promised to be with us at all times. He wants us to be thankful for what we have and to trust in him instead of trusting in what we have to make us happy.
Today's saint of the day, Saint Paul of the Cross. He was born January 3rd, 1694, and died October 18th, 1775. He's the patron saint of Hungary. Paul was second of 16 children, but only six of them lived past being babies. This taught Paul early on how uncertain life could be. Paul went to school in Cremolino, Lombardy, where a priest taught boys. He learned a lot and left school at age 15 to return home. In his younger years, he taught Christian lessons, catechism, in churches near his home. When Paul was 19, he felt a strong call to a life of deep prayer. When Paul was 26 years old, he had several special prayer moments. This made it clear to him that God wanted him to start a new community. This group would live a simple Christian life and help others understand God's love through Jesus' suffering.
We sometimes think of having more of something is better than having less. For example, most of us would like having a king-size candy bar more than a mini-size, but some people get this very wrong. They go through life thinking it's better to have more money, more possessions, and more things. They believe they'll make them happy. But having more of something isn't what brings us to true happiness. True happiness can only be found in Jesus.
St. Paul of the Cross started a religious community that spread their devotion to the Passion of Jesus. He and his brother lived up on a mountain and would come down on Sundays to preach. Paul became known as one of the most popular preachers of his time. People admired both his words and his kind actions. St. Paul of the Cross always listened to God's voice and found inspiration in the Passion of Jesus.
Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear God, help us to be happy with the blessings that you give us. Help us to be on guard of selfish actions.
And help me to listen to your voice of God and to always serve you with joy. St. Paul of the Cross, pray for us.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow scattering more flowers. See ya!